How do you want me? There, she'd said it, through trembling lips and in a voice that was barely her own. She'd finally said the words he'd wanted her to say. How do you want me? An invitation. A submission. And yet, a statement at the same time. Tell me how you want me. And if you're lucky, you can have it. That's what he wanted. This incredible man of hers. This new lover, who had so swiftly, so easily, banished every ghost of her past, had chased away all the demons lurking in her soul. This man, who now wanted her to revel in her ultimate power, the power to submit to his lust, to the sharp, keen desire that flared in his eyes when he looked at her, just like he was doing now. Only now, the heat in his eyes was almost feral, the stern set of his jaw resolute, as if her words had unlocked some hidden lust that he'd only ever hinted at before. He stood gloriously naked at the side of the bed, gazing down at her naked body as she lay pliant, open, waiting for him to decide what to do to her. His cock surged at her words, thicker and harder than she'd ever seen, all but throbbing with need. Anticipation shivered through her, chilling her naked skin, but warming the damp, lush folds of her sex. He said nothing. Rather, he spoke only with his eyes, as he slowly reached for her, his strong hand gently trailing along her jaw and down in between the valley of her breasts. Then, his caress became a command, a subtle gripping of her waist, and with one fluid, easy motion, he guided her over onto her stomach, her hair spilling into her face, a small cry of surprise and delight escaping her lips. His mouth against the back of her neck was hot and sensuous, kissing down her spine in a slow, torturous trail. Her shoulders, her back, slow, open-mouthed, scorching kisses that ignited her senses wherever they fell, as though the skin beneath his roaming lips was the most decadent of tastes. Her nipples hardened against the blanket beneath her, and she squirmed, trying in vain to sate the wet desire that surged between her legs. Still, he said nothing, but his hands began to wander the length of her, curving gently over her ass, squeezing her flesh in a grip so possessive, so firm and unyielding. She was his. Every lick, every kiss, every grasp of her flesh told her she was his, and he would take her however he wanted. And as though she were made of nothing, nothing but air and light, and a heady desire that coursed through her veins, he positioned her with confident hands, laying her widthwise across the bed, and pulling her knees back to the edge of the bed, her calves falling away unsupported. And with confident hands, he eased her up onto her knees too, tilting her hips up and nudging her legs apart. A sliver of fear sliced through her. She felt so exposed, so vulnerable, as the cool air whispered over her pussy and made the liquid heat of her arousal feel even hotter. She closed her eyes and drew in a trembling breath as she felt him sink down to his knees behind her. His hands roamed over her ass, kneading provocatively as he kissed her skin. And then she felt the silken trail of his mouth down the backs of her thighs. Lust spasmed through her pussy, making her swelling clit quiver with need. He lingered. He kissed her lazily, languidly, licking her thighs with teasing strokes of his tongue, until she thought she might go mad. She buried her face in the blanket and whimpered, desperate not to give in and beg him to lick her. She had offered herself to him, and she would submit, however much her pussy ached for the feel of his tongue. And then, suddenly, his fingers dug into the flesh of her thighs, and he leaned forward to taste her with one long, erotic stroke of his tongue. Pleasure shot through her, so fierce and sharp that she lifted her head and cried out. Her breath caught on a gasp as he delved deeper, as his tongue began to swirl and circle, as she felt his hot breath against her clit, and his ravenous mouth began to ravage her. He licked her sensuously, laving his tongue against her opening as his hands gripped the back of her thighs, easing her wider apart for his mouth. He licked her with long, luscious, torturous strokes of his tongue, teasing the moist heat of her folds and dipping into her opening to pulse into her. His tongue slid into her, withdrawing and penetrating again and again in a sensuous rhythm, fucking her slowly, invading her, in an act so intimate, so carnal, that she felt even more liquid heat surge from her to coat his tongue. He groaned in approval as he savored her, and plunged his tongue even deeper, seeking out more of her wet, silken desire. "Mamie," she whispered, a sound more than a word, a breath more than a sound. The pleasure was surging through her now in waves, claiming every part of her. She felt her inner muscles clenching around his tongue as he fucked her with an increasingly urgent pace, as his fingers dug into her flesh, and his own soft moans of pleasure grew louder. His tongue slipped out of her to slide along her folds again, lapping at her with a delicious slowness that nearly pushed her over the edge. He suckled her lips, feasting, teasing, biting with gentle nips that fired pinpoint sparks of pain through her, and then, just when she thought she might come from his hungry exploration of her, he dipped lower, moved closer to her, and his tongue stretched to tease her aching clit. She bucked as his tongue reached her, pleasure ripping through her as he flicked at the swollen nub. His face was pressed close to her, and she could feel his breath against the folds he had just been lavishing, but it was his tongue, his strong, velvety, ravenous tongue, that sent shockwaves of exquisite agony rocketing through her. She cried out, a low, keening moan floating through the air and filling the room, her clit quivering helplessly beneath his tongue. He gripped her hips, curving his arms around them so that his hands came to rest on her ass, even as he tilted her up higher, the better to swathe his tongue over her clit. Her back swayed as she adjusted to the position, her hips tilting upward even as her belly brushed the top of the quilt. And as the pleasure washed over her, she began to move her hips, almost involuntarily, rotating them slowly, grinding them against his tongue, as her breath came in ragged pants of pure, primitive need. He licked her slowly, deliciously, swirling the nub around and around his tongue, as his breath came faster and he groaned at the sensation. He was buried in her, his mouth working hungrily as she ground against him, moaning and crying out with each new area his tongue explored. The pleasure was almost beyond bearing. Gripped from behind, his strong arms tilted her sex up to him, his mouth devouring her moist heat and torturing her in a torrent of mindless lust, and the slow, steady gyration of her hips against his mouth made her almost boneless with ecstasy, enjoying every lick, every suck, every agonizing swirl against her exquisitely sensitive clit. He let his fingers reach further down, around her thigh, his fingertips playing with her opening while his tongue danced over her swollen clit. And then he was inside her, his fingers dipping into her. She could feel her silken wetness coating his fingers as he plunged and withdrew, teased and tortured. Her pussy seized his fingers, grasping, clenching as he fucked her with deliberate slowness, as he grazed against her G-spot and plunged deeper into her tight sheath. Then he found her with his left hand and dipped a finger into her folds to soak it in her arousal. It trailed, lightly, up to the small, tight opening of her rear, and began to gently caress her. She bucked against him with the new sensation, the unfamiliar and somehow forbidden pleasure of being touched so intimately. New waves of pleasure flooded her and made her pussy clench around the fingers that pulsed in and out of her. She felt more than heard his own low groan of pleasure as he stroked her ass and fucked her pussy and languidly, torturously lapped at her spasming clit. She moaned and ground against him in breathless ecstasy, unable to stop her hips from circling deeper, pushing back into his fingers, straining to meet his every touch. "Oh, God!" she cried as his mouth began to work feverishly, his tongue flicking over her as his own breathing quickened at the way her body responded to him. His fingers worked deeper into both her openings, and he fucked her with a gentle but steadily increasing rhythm. All her muscles she didn't even know she had, seized around him as he drove into her with delicious intensity, pulsing inside her, stretching her, fucking her tenderly. And when he sucked her clit into his mouth and drove both fingers into her deeply, she came, crying out in a primal moan as the pleasure tore through her, all but ripping her apart. She fisted the quilt beside her and buried her face in a pillow, riding the intense wave of orgasm that surged through her and made her hips buck. He followed her, never taking his mouth or hands from her, just rode with her wherever her jerking hips took him. When she finally shuddered and let out a final breathless cry of release, she felt him pull back from her, leaving her flesh quivering and twitching, her body weak, and yet somehow desperate for more. She felt him rise up, still behind her, and run his hands appreciatively over the swell of her ass and her hips. He gripped her hips and guided his cock into her drenched pussy with one long, luscious stroke. She threw her head back and moaned, her cunt parting for his cock, yielding to it, opening at his command. The sensation of being taken like this was so new and so strange and yet so wonderfully primitive, and she pushed back against him hungrily, greedily, taking as much of his cock as she could accommodate. He groaned as he filled her, burying himself in her completely, until she could feel the solid, heavy weight of his body pressing against her ass. He was so deep. So very deep, filling her, owning her, claiming her body as though it belonged to him, because in this moment, this breathless, timeless moment, it did. And then he was withdrawing, and she felt her pussy protest with a firm, clenching grip. He slid out smoothly and then drove into her again, and the sensation of it ignited her all over again. He gripped her hips and groaned, and she could tell that his head, too, was thrown back in ecstasy, his eyes closed, his mind a tumult of ecstasy and driving lust. And as if guided by that lust alone, he began to thrust, falling into a deep, forceful rhythm, his rigid cock stretching her each time. She moaned with each stroke, feeling the power of his hips as they slapped against her, imagining the strong muscles of his thighs flexing and straining to drive his cock into her deeper and harder every time. He crashed against her, his short breaths matching his pace, his moans of pleasure spiking as senseless words spilled from his lips. His hands kneaded her ass possessively as he thrust into her, holding her still for his demanding cock. His rhythm was fast and frenzied, invading her pussy relentlessly until he slowed, slightly, and she felt his right hand begin to drift. He leaned forward and stroked her lips with one finger, gently, almost reverently, and then gently slid it inside her mouth. She sucked it with an almost instinctive need, closing her eyes against the raw sensation of it, sucking it fiercely, as though it were his cock. Such an intimate invasion, so dominant and yet so gentle. And she began to suck to the rhythm of his cock as he fucked her, moaning, shamelessly, savoring every part of him she could. And then he withdrew his finger and brushed it across her rear opening in a slow, deep swirl, and she almost came. She cried out, heedless of the desperate, pleading sound that echoed through the room. He massaged the tight, pink flesh with his finger and fucked her even harder, driving into her with panting breaths and guttural moans. "Such a sweet little ass," he moaned, sliding his finger deeper into her, mimicking the thrusts of his cock into her molten pussy. "Baby." A surge of intense pleasure flushed through her. His finger pulsed inside her, invading her in that unfamiliar, forbidden place, fucking her as his cock pounded into her. It was unlike anything she had ever imagined, and the sensations rippled through her like fire, heating her blood, making her feel completely owned by him and loving it. Her muscles clenched around him, around his finger, around his cock, grasping him and not wanting to let go. When his finger slipped out of her and massaged her entrance again, she shuddered, amazed at how much she missed the sensation she had only just begun to enjoy. But he soon gripped her hips with both hands and held her down as he drove into her harder and faster, and she knew, without knowing how, that while he had meant to drive her wild with his exploration of her ass, he had managed to drive himself to near insanity. He leaned forward and grasped her hair, tugging her head back slightly as he pounded into her. She gasped and swallowed, allowing him to pull her back, shaking with the force of his thrusts. With her head tilted up, he dipped and kissed her throat and the throbbing pulse he found there, and trailed his tongue up her neck to her ear. When his tongue danced along her earlobe, she shivered, and when he dipped it inside her ear, she sobbed. He licked down her neck, breathing hard between the rhythmic thrusts of his cock as he drove into her. He swore with explosive pleasure as he fucked her, and she rocked back to meet each of his thrusts to take him deeper. She swayed her back as far as she could, so he could plunge further, deeper, harder, and he did. "Tell me," he growled on a ragged breath, tugging her hair and gripping her hip as he fucked her. "Tell me you're mine." His words arrowed right to her clit, to her savaged cunt, and she felt the orgasm rising within her. She wanted nothing more than to obey him, to convulse on his cock, to writhe and squirm and moan as he held her by the hair and the hip and fucked her. He gazed down at her and mutely demanded that she not look away, and she knew he wanted to see her orgasm flare in her eyes, to watch the pleasure crash over her. He panted and groaned as he thrust and bucked, and his eyes brightened with a kind of pleasure pain she'd never seen before. He too was close, she could tell. He needed only her release, her surrender, and he would detonate. "You own me," she whispered. "This pussy is yours." He let out a guttural cry and leaned forward, letting go of her as he braced his arms rigidly on either side of her. He fucked her with a wild animal rhythm, slamming against her ass, pushing her down, down into the bed with every powerful thrust. Like her, he was nearing the edge, climbing, climbing, his moans growing into sharp, desperate cries. "Come," he growled, his voice almost breaking. "Now, come all over my cock and scream for me before I pump you full of cum." And at the desperate moan in his command, she did. She shattered around him, exploding in a convulsive orgasm, her cunt milking his cock as she screamed. He shouted and flooded into her, bucking and thrusting as her pussy drained him. Slick with sweat, they writhed together, their voices echoing together through the room, their cries and moans mingling as she milked him, drained him, sucked every drop of cum from his pulsing cock as he emptied himself into her completely. Finally, finally, his rhythm slowed and he fell against her, still shuddering inside her, struggling to catch his breath as the last of his seed spilled helplessly from his cock. Every surge of his cock was met with a clenching grasp by her cunt, which seemed helpless too, desperate to claim every drop, to own him as completely as she had been owned. Chests heaving, ragged breaths escaping their lips, their skin flushed and damp, they lay there for a moment, still joined, still lost in the euphoria of the ageless embrace. At last he moved from her, withdrawing from her reluctantly, and settled beside her, drawing her into his arms and fitting her neatly into the curve of his body. She sank into him gratefully, nestling against his spent cock and the comfort of his strong chest. She trembled slightly, and he pulled her in close, gently kissing along her neck, up to her ear. "Are you okay?" he whispered, his voice drowsy and low, enticing enough even now to stir a little flutter of desire within her. "More than okay," she smiled, biting her lip and closing her eyes as the waves of sleepy peace enveloped her. Then a thought made her eyes flutter open. "So was it, did you get what you wanted?" "Yes," he murmured, sleep threatening to overtake him. He nuzzled against her neck and pressed his lips to her skin. "I got it."